Hello.
Hi, is this Dr. Wortham?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hi, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Nicole?
Pretty good. I wasn't sure if this is a good time for you.
Yeah, I've got just a few minutes.
Okay. All right, I'll try to make it quick. Pretty good. So you had requested information on our working capital program for the business, and this is a dental practice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Yeah, we're doing a third office down in Kenai, another city. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where's your second location?
We have one here in Anchorage, and then we have one in Valdez, Alaska.
Okay, perfect. And to get that set up, is it more so just startup cost, or do you need equipment?
I need a little bit of equipment. I have quite a bit of equipment. I probably need about $60,000 worth of equipment, and probably another $40,000 in working capital. So probably about $100,000.
Okay. What is your time frame for getting the funds?
I'd like to get started on the project pretty quickly. We've got the lease pretty much wrapped up, ready to go. I'd like to try to get it open by October 1st. That's probably a little optimistic on my part.
Okay.
<We'll see.
laughs> How long have you had the current practice?
This one here in Anchorage, we've been open since 2012. The Valdez office we opened last September last year.
Okay.
The Kenai practice is actually where I practiced for 11 years. I had a practice there for 11 years, and so my non-compete's up, and so I'm going to open up again back down there. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any working capital loans currently?
No, we have some equipment loans with, just some stuff that's kind of scattered through Patterson and Burkhart, some of those.
Okay. So. When you get the equipment, are you going to just go through the vendor direct? Like, are you going through like a Henry Schein or something like that?
Yeah, we're working with Burkhart right now. Yeah.
Okay. So are you going to have them cover the equipment financing for you?
Well, I was going to try to short-term it with them, but it's a little more equipment than they want to do short-term, so I'm probably looking for some outside funding.
Okay. We do equipment financing as well, 2 to 5 year terms, so we can at least give you a proposal and just see what it, come out to be.
Yeah, sure.
Is it going to be x-rays, that sort of equipment, or digital type stuff?
It'd be mostly, I need a panoramic. I've got 3 chairs already, so I bought some used chairs. So I've got the chairs covered. I have an air compressor. I need a vacuum. Just some things like that.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have quotes for this equipment already?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Perfect. And then in terms of the working capital, is that more of a need right now than the equipment?
Is it a separate package with you guys, equipment and working capital?
Yeah, it would be separate. It would actually be 2 separate loans. The unsecured working capital loans, typically the longest term would be 2 to 3 years. You could do something shorter as well.
I don't really want a long term, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then the working capital would be the longest. Oh, I'm sorry. The equipment would be 2 to 5 years. The working capital is 2 to 3 years, max length. You could always do something shorter if you want both programs.
Okay.
And then, are you the sole owner of this business? Are there any other partners? Okay.
No, it's just me.
Okay. Perfect. Typically what we like to do is have you approve for the equipment first and then do the working capital. But if there's, if you need the working capital immediately and you're not looking to get equipment for a month or so, we can switch it around and do the capital first.
Okay.
It's kind of
send me the stuff on the equipment and the working capital, and we'll go from there.
All right. Most of what we'll ask for, we can use for to get you approved for both programs, for the most part.
Okay.
So I'll email that over to you. I know you're busy right now. And then if you have any questions, let me know. But it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
All
right. Do you have any other questions right now?
No, I'll try to email you back and forth. And this is the best number to catch me on.
Okay.
Number.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.